Good morning. It is 17th of August 2018 and the nation was mourning the death of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He was great at oratory, but a bundle of contradictions. But the flowing obituaries in the columns, opinions, stories in the newspaper today show that he did manage to get that one thing which money can't buy and power can't extract, and that too from your opponents. Respect. He did play a big part in India going nuclear and also in the peace bus journey to Pakistan. But he also played a big part in three monumental events that killed India's secularism. One, he did rally for an attack on Golden Temple. Two, he encouraged and asked for taking Babri Masjid down. And three, as a Prime Minister, he did nothing to stop Gujarat riots. But for today, let's remember the respect he commanded. Now that we're done with the morning, maybe you'd want to hear and garner your sympathies and money for Kerala as it reels under an unprecedented flood. You may have heard that Kochi Airport has been shut till the 26th of August. Well, because the roof of the airport is almost underwater, as other several two-storied bungalows are also mostly submerged. Some in matter of just 4 hours. Altogether, over 97 people have died in rain-related incidents since the second spell of monsoon fury got unleashed on the 8th of August. In the last 2 days itself, some 55 people have died, 30 just yesterday. All but one of state's 14 districts are on high alert. The situation there is seriously grave, as Rahul Gandhi put it, urging the Prime Minister to do more. Under instructions from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Defence Ministry did rush in with fresh teams of the three wings of military for relief and rescue operations in the state, where over 1.5 lakh homeless and displaced people are taking shelter in relief camps. The Prime Minister will also visit the state today to take stock of the situation. In other news, remember Patanjali's Ramdev and his WhatsApp Slayer app called Kimbo? Well, 2 months after it got slammed for being anti-national, it tried to make a comeback on the Google Play Store. Now, Patanjali Ayurveda's messaging app Kimbo was on Thursday pulled down from Google Play Store, a day after its beta trial version was introduced on the platform. Ramdev is not happy. His firm alleged that it was a conspiracy by multinational companies against a Swadeshi firm and said the app will be back soon. Not that anyone is asking for it to be back, but it's not like we asked for Ramdev to be an Ayurvedic Mughal to begin with. That's all we could find worth telling from Indian news, so let's go to the international news section where the news publications have gotten together to get back on Donald Trump. Well, it's unheard of. But more than 350 US news publications yesterday ran editorials in a coordinated move to push back against continuing attacks from Donald Trump, who has called news media the enemy of the people and the opposition party. Trump pushed back in a string of tweets yesterday saying, and we quote, "The fake news media is the opposition party. It is very bad for our great country, but we are winning," unquote. Sticking with the Trump, the United States has warned Turkey on Thursday to expect more economic sanctions unless it hands over the detained American pastor Andrew Brunson, as relations between the two countries took a further turn for the worse. The dispute over Brunson and other frictions between Washington and Ankara have been one reason the Turkish lira has plunged 40% this year. And from plunging money to plunging values, on to some news from the World Wide Web of Tech, Google being the first word. Hundreds of Google employees have written to the company to protest against plans to launch a censored search engine in China. They said the project raised urgent moral and ethical questions and urged the firm to be more transparent. Oh, and if Google isn't news, can Apple be far behind? A Melbourne teenager has pleaded guilty to hacking into the main computer network of Apple, downloading big internal files and accessing customer accounts because he was a fan of the company. He downloaded 19 gigabytes of secure files and accessed customer accounts without exposing his identity. The boy, 16 years old, who cannot be identified for legal reasons, broke into a company's mainframe from his suburban home many times over a year. That is all that we have for you for today. We will be back on Monday to take the month ahead. Until then, go and support the relief efforts for Kerala flood. Wishing for the rains to calm down a bit and praying for the security of people from Kerala all the way to Odisha. Wherever the rains are raging, be safe. Sign off today's auditorium. Goodbye from takeapart.in.